survey that he is doing on the capital expenditures that are being made, capital investment, and providing jobs out in the states to help us break through that virus and qualification. As an illustration, one man told me he needs to get the tax bill passed in his country to add 20,000 new people. He told me the other day that he broke through and added 22 so far. So we are working with different companies asking them to do that to help them reduce the heavy youth unemployment. We brought that down from 16 to 13. And the focal unemployment down to the first time to recognize. Of course, we'll review the full range of the record number of major legislative accomplishments and what these bills mean in helping our state government meet their responsibility. The economic health and prosperity of the nation requires closer understanding and, I think, much closer cooperation among all our levels of government. I believe it's in the interest of all of the people in the White House and the state houses to work together with a new outlook, with a new trust, with a new creativity. This is our objective now in all that we do. Might add for your information that we have been meeting with various governors who have been coming in and talking about problems in their state, politics in their state. A number of us spent the weekend looking at plans. The same thing has been true of mayors.
With respect to what you were saying about the economy, I don't know whether it's too early to ask this, but I'm just wondering just how seriously the government looks at the status of the auto bargaining right now.
I don't want to get into the general press conference. I'll just say that I've got this man on his way here now, and I just want to give you a review of my plan. But in the event that not that you set this stage, they're still going through the routine.
Thank you.
Mr. President, in relation to next week's schedule, have you decided how you'll communicate to the convention on your vice presidential choice, how or when?